T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Downtown, my old friend Jason Roop, who is the former editor of Style Weekly and runs the public relations firm Spring Story, was supposed to be here at the Altria Theater with me this morning, but today's his birthday, so I'm wondering what happened. Are you really stuck in traffic, or was it just a late night last night?
Man, I wish it was that, but I am complete. Anybody, any of your listeners who are in south of the river right now know exactly what I'm talking about.
Really?
If you're on Polite, it's basically gridlock all the way down to Chippenham, and then of course everybody's taking the Forest Hill exit to try to get around that. So we're all backed up. There's another accident I just passed here. So people need to be careful and definitely allow extra time. So yeah, my birthday is off to a rocky start.
Okay.
But I'm still going to come because I still want to, you know, see the theater this morning and meet some of the Hamilton stars and take part in the excitement. So I'll be there, John.
I'll count on that.
Yeah, maybe I'll
all right,
learn a
so
little.
We're at the Altria Theater, which is one of the largest entertainment venues in town, but we're still talking about this Coliseum plan, which would be the biggest Coliseum in Virginia. Is this thing going to happen? What's the latest on that?
Yeah, there were a lot of developments on the Coliseum issue. This is the $1.5 billion project that Tom Farrell and his team and the mayor want to bring to downtown. And what we saw this on Monday was a federal complaint filed against the NH district, which is the developers, because, you know, the accusation is that they have filed to be a nonprofit, but that they're not really following the rules laid out for nonprofits. In other words, they're not operating as a charity, the citizen says, Jeff Thomas, but instead they're lobbying for this project too much to be considered a nonprofit. They're also, he says that they haven't been open about their tax returns. Now, back in April, I reported on this for Style Weekly about all the unknowns and all the unclarity, the strange roadblocks to getting information. You know, who exactly is behind the group? Who's backing it? And why we couldn't get any 990s. Well, that was because the application process was still underway to become a nonprofit. So they became a nonprofit, and now some of the tax returns are available, but others we won't really see till next year. Those 990 forms have a lot of information. And one of the things that we've learned is some of the financial backers of the project include Dominion and Atlantic Union Bank. They've given $3.5 million to the NH district. That in itself is a little unclear because they say, well, it's not a gift. It's an advance payment toward marketing efforts. At a town hall this week, the mayor was a citizen asked the mayor, you know, hey, I understand this is a, you know, this project is backed heavily by Dominion, and he shut that down and said, no, not at all. But, you know, to me, a million or so dollars.
Yeah, that's kind of heavy backing.
It's pretty.
I mean, who are we kidding?
Tom Farrell is the head of Dominion, and he's been fairly open about his support of the project. So anyway, we had all that. At the same time, John, over in a different arm of our city government, the school board passed a resolution because it's worried that some of this TIF district stuff will take money away from the schools. So while this isn't legally binding on anything, they wanted to pass a formal statement saying they really did not support the way this TIF was laid out, and they want to make sure that the schools are protected. And then the other side of this project is that the town halls continue. The mayor's having town halls with his team in support of the project, and the Citizens Advisory Commission is having town halls to try to understand and vet the project and provide a recommendation to City Council.
Well, that'll get them talking for a while, because that puts them at odds with a lot of other folks. I don't want our time to escape without talking about all the stuff that's happening this weekend. It seems like it's a big weekend for the debut of the holiday stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the holiday stuff. Now, it's not the downtown lights yet, but you can go to Lewis Ginter and see all the lights. So we had Maymont's Garden Glow. Now we have the Garden Fest of Lights. That opens this weekend. It runs through January 6th. This is where they have the million lights strung up all through Lewis Ginter. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it runs nightly from 5 to 10 through January 6th. There's a ticket price there, and they encourage carpooling just because the crowds are there. But, you know, once you get into Lewis Ginter, it's so spread out. You can walk through and just take your time and enjoy it.
It's beautiful. We did a read on the road there earlier in the year. It's a great spot to visit.
Oh, yeah. Lights up the blooms, and it's just great. Then also, if you're a theme park person, if you have a pass to either Kings Dominion or Busch Gardens or just want to check it out, there's the Winterfest opening at Kings Dominion and Christmastown at Busch Gardens. I went to the Busch Gardens one last year. It's pretty cool, and I was freezing, but they had a pretty cool ice show. The rides are going. It's decorated beautifully. It'll really put you in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And finally, if you want to look for gifts this weekend, the craft and design show from the Visual Arts Center is going on. It kicks off tonight and runs through Sunday at Main Street Station. 150 plus artists on Saturday and Sunday. You can go by there from 11 to 6. And, you know, it's just that's been going on for decades now. That's a very classic and long-running show.
Lots of good stuff this weekend. And Alonzo and I are going to stop by Kings Dominion and see the grand opening of Winterfest, the Eiffel Tower is now a big Christmas tree or something, so I'm kind of excited to see what that looks
like. Yes, it'll be
all
great.
Right, well, we'll see you here in person at the Altria Theater in a few minutes. I'm looking for you to pull up, Jason. Thank you.
I'll be there eventually.
All right. It's 8:12 on this Friday. Do be careful if you're out on the roads. It does sound like it's been kind of a rough start to the morning. Stay with us. We've got Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger coming up. Plus, we will get a check on the weather for the weekend in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.